It's All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. This morning, Knox County Mayor Tim Burchett formally presented his budget proposal for the new fiscal year that kicks off in July. Burchett describes the $730 million spending plan as conservative because it accounts only for natural growth in tax revenues collected from property owners and businesses. It includes no tax increase. For more details on how county leaders plan to keep the government rolling next year, we'll turn to the man himself, Knox County Mayor Tim Burchett.
This year's budget, the total amount is $729,914,278. It's about $15.1 million more than last year. That's about a 2.1% increase. Schools are a major budget item. It's around almost 63% of the budget, I believe. And it is $427,785,000. And $500,000 in hotel motel tax fund, and $375,000 of that goes to the Arts and Cultural Alliance. We've given about nearly $1 million to economic development agencies, and we've got about $77 million for public safety. That's our jails and our and law enforcement.
Well, your budgets in 2011, 2012, and 2013 contained no new tax increases, and you said you plan for that to continue into 2015. How did you then accomplish the 2% increase that you're talking about without raising taxes? How did you do that?
Through natural growth. Raising taxes, to me, is really the easy thing to do. I mean, you can always raise taxes, and you can figure, you can couch it. We're going to do it for the kids, or run new roads, or knew something, and then the reality is it never gets there. And so we just use natural growth through our natural tax base. We have a business-friendly community, and more businesses are coming in here. We've had some recent announcements of millions upon millions of dollars investments in our community, and that will, of course, raise the tax dollars to fund these things that we need to, and then we can hopefully decrease the stranglehold of government on the community.
Talk to me about some of the fiscal pressures that you took under consideration when you were building the budget plan this year. I understand that tax revenues, for example, are expected to be sluggish going into the next year.
Yeah, well, we had a setback, of course, in Nashville when the administration pulled back on the pay raise for the teachers, and so we just have to make do with what we get, but I don't mind making those decisions, and we've made them the last 4 years, and we'll continue to make them.
But given that tax revenues are going to stay not quite flat, but growing at a very slow rate, according to Finance Director Chris Caldwell, you feel like the budget is going to adequately take all that into consideration in the coming year?
Yes, I do. Our predictions are very conservative, and we've made good strides about fully funding all of our funds in case we'd have to dip into them. And that, you know, we made tough decisions when the economy was a little better, and now when the economy has slowed down, that we were fully prepared to deal with them.
Earlier this month, you told the Knoxville News Sentinel it was unlikely the county would foot the bill for pay raises that have been requested by the Knox County school system. So just give me the latest on that discussion. How's that playing out?
Well, you're talking a school system that has close to $428 million. And they couldn't find 1% within their own funding or bureaucracy to fully fund the school teachers' pay raise. I mean, the reality is it's an election year, and they want to flip it over on me and play up that I don't support education, which nothing could be further from the truth. I have a degree in education. My parents were career educators. My father was a dean at the University of Tennessee. My mama taught public schools for over 20 years here in the city and the county. You know, we've included $49 million new dollars since 2011 for schools. So I think that they need to look within. In my opinion, they're just playing a little loose with the facts, and they know it because it's an election year, and they've got several school board members that are up for re-election, and that's what you do in election years. I just don't have that luxury to do that, nor will I.
The budget announcement that you made earlier today is not the end of this discussion. You'll be holding some public hearings around the county as this month unfolds. What will you be talking about when you do those budget presentations before the public?
Just breaking down where the money goes in our budget and how much has come in, and just it's really just breaking down the budget for the public. It's their tax dollars. They deserve a right to know how it's going to be spent, and that's why we go to each commission district and try to do it around the clock. You know, single moms can come in when kids are at school, and we got some set up after work hours, and we go to our senior centers, and it seems to be very successful. And it also reduces the phone calls to commissioners asking them about certain projects.
Tim Burchett is the mayor of Knox County. Earlier today, he unveiled his proposal for the fiscal year 2015 budget. Mayor, thank you so much for being with us today on All Things Considered.
Thank you for having me.